Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey about the issues happening in our state and nation. So your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. So are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
All right, so that would be a yes. So how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote, likely vote, you may or may not vote, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. So I'm going to read you a list of some people, and if you could tell me if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you don't recognize them. The first one is Larry Hogan.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Chris Chafee.
I don't know him.
All right, no worries. Robin Ficker.
Yeah, I like him.
So, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable, all right. Robin Ficker, very favorable. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
All right. So if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Ficker.
Ficker? All right. So do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
Would that be strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
All right, strongly opposed. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right. So when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are, or how important for you, are the following issues? Would you say they're very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? And the first one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements about or information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each one, if you could please tell me if this would make you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no effect, like it makes no difference. And the first one is, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Yeah, I support that.
So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
All right. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure a southern border.
Same answer.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
All right. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Donald Trump enact his agenda.
Same answer.
All right. So also much more likely then?
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements about Larry Hogan, and also the same dynamic. So Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties.
Yeah, I'm not interested at all in that.
So would that be somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no effect?
What was the second to last one you said?
The last one is much less likely.
Much less likely.
All right. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
Same answer as I gave last time.
All right. Much less likely?
Yeah.
Okay. And Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. My wife is saying something to me. Say that question.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
Yeah, same answer.
Much less likely then?
Yep.
All right. So once again, I have to ask, if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Ficker.
So generally speaking, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Oh, no worries. So the last two questions I have, which are just two more, for statistical purposes, under what age category do you fall under? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 and older.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And have a good rest of your day.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.